I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, with Patriots Day weekend and school vacation week, there's a lot of activity on Cape Cod, including seasonal openings for three popular venues. One museum starts off with a somewhat ghoulish theme. Tell us about this.
Well, it is one of those signs of spring when certain seasonal places open, and that starts Thursday when the Edward Gorey House in Yarmouthport opens for its 16th season. They've got a new exhibit, and it is called Murder, He Wrote, Edward Gorey and the Art of the Mystery. And it looks at how the late artist and author pursued his lifelong fascination with murder, mayhem, and humor, and he did that with his plays, books, illustrations, and costumes.
Auto racing fans might find a lot to like in Sandwich.
Well, Saturday is the opening day for the Heritage Museums and Gardens, and they've got two new exhibits for the new season. They have temporarily stored away the antique autos that are always there to make way for the Start Your Engines exhibit, and that celebrates the speed and beauty of the cars and stars of the Indy 500. They're going to have race and pace cars from several eras from the Indy 500, as well as photos and videos of races and competitors and some race paraphernalia of all kinds. They do have a second new exhibit, and it is called Wendell Miner's America. And they've got 150 of Wendell Miner's original artwork on display there. He is known as an illustrator and an author, particularly for children's books. And if you don't know his name, I bet his artwork will still look familiar.
A third venue, this one in Falmouth, starts the season with music.
This starts on Sunday, and it's opening day for Highfield Hall and Gardens. And they start off with a Grammy-nominated jazz pianist and vocalist Judy Carmichael. And she's going to be doing a high-energy jazz show accompanied by guitarist Chris Flory. They've got spring and summer months filled with a variety of programs and exhibits there, including culinary classes with local chefs, Robert Wyatt's music lectures, an evening of music inspired by Shakespeare, and art exhibitions that will highlight works by artists with disabilities. So that's all coming up.
Now, there are a variety of other music events happening this weekend, including the debut of a new chamber orchestra.
This is from Matt Cinto. He is the assistant conductor of the Boston Civic Symphony, and he recently moved to Brewster and founded the new Cape Cod Chamber Orchestra, and he directs it. Its first concert is 3 p.m. Sunday at the Pilgrim Congregational Church in Harwichport, and since April is National Poetry Month, poetry is the theme for the concert. The program is going to include music by Mahler, Debussy, Grieg, and Elgar, and then a new piece that sets three poems by Cape Cod writer Judith Askew to music composed by Francis Snyder. And Askew will be there reading the poetry, and then it will be followed by the instrumental pieces being performed.
And in other classical music news, there's a show sponsored by local libraries that's going on the road to three towns this weekend.
Libraries in Sandwich, Eastham, and Truro are teaming up to host the first tour of the Cape Cod Classical Roadshow. There are performances involving six New England Conservatory students who are award-winning alumni of National Public Radio's From the Top with host Christopher O'Reilly radio show. So this program on the Cape is going to offer a range of composers, musical styles, eras, and instruments, and the performances are going to be interspersed with brief interviews about the music and the performers. The shows will take place at 7 o'clock Friday night at Sandwich Town Hall, 10:30 a.m. Saturday at Truro Public Library, then 3 p.m. Saturday at Eastham Public Library. And admission to all of the shows is free.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.